free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, February the 26th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a lot of news today. We've had Bernie Sanders with a town hall. It's what CNN called it. Actually, it's a campaign rally for Bernie Sanders. He's about the only friend that these Marxist dictators have left. And we're going to play you some of his greatest hits, but also some of the things that he had to say, some of the things that we see Alexandria Ocasional Cortex pushing. Absolutely amazing. As she's talking about whether or not we have a moral obligation to not have kids. Well, that's fine. If she doesn't want to have kids, actually, I've got a satire here from Babylon Bee. Nation breathes a sigh of relief that AOC has decided that she doesn't want to have kids. Can you imagine four or five of her running around in the future? That could be very difficult. So if she doesn't want to have kids, fine. That's fine. But she wants your kids. And the Girl Scouts are pushing the left-wing ideology of her, pushing her as a hero to your kids if you put them in there. Yeah, it's kind of like the Hitler Youth. You know, those are the Nazi kids, the National Socialists. These people are a little bit different. Let's understand. They are not National Socialists. They are International Socialists. They're globalists in their orientation and what they sell. They're more like the Soviets. They're more like the Communists, more like Bernie, where he took his honeymoon. So when we look at this, just understand, though, that, and we're going to talk about the eugenics aspect that continues to come to the foreground here on issue after issue. Just understand that they don't want you to have kids either. They're going to make sure that whether it's by soft kill or by gaslighting you, you know, some of the same talking points that she's using in her thing. Well, you know, it costs so much to have kids and we got college debt and yada, yada, yada. That's the type of stuff that Planned Parenthood tells you to encourage you to kill your kids. And so don't worry. We'll pay for the abortion. We've got government funds to help pay for that abortion. We're going to talk about the ramping up. Again, more things are happening towards Venezuela. There's some really good satire now that has come out about the Oscars. And it's sometimes it's hard to tell the satire from the real thing. We're gonna have a couple of different quotes here. See if you can tell the satire from the real thing at the Oscars. As I look at that ridiculous, absurd, disgusting spectacle, that pageant, it looks more and more like the scenes from The Hunger Games, where they have the awards. As a matter of fact, one of these guys that has a tuxedo dress, I mean, he kind of reminds me of the game show host on The Hunger Games, if you remember what that is. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then, of course, big news about Cardinal Pell that has finally been the embargo has been taken off by the Australian court. They were threatening a lot of people, especially those who had a footprint in Australia, not to report this. CNN dutifully held off. Now CNN is talking about it. But we'll tell you what's actually behind that. There's a lot more behind it that you're not hearing. And one of the reasons why they lifted the gag order is because they decided they're not going to go any further with other prosecutions, even though they found him guilty of one. But there's a lot of information behind that, as well as behind Epstein's Lolita Express. Why was that there? Yeah, it all comes back down to blackmail. That's one of the reasons why Cardinal Pell was put in the place he was in.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, February the 26th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We had Bernie Sanders giving his CNN town hall, writing an op-ed piece. Boy, I'll tell you what, as we look at what's going on in Venezuela, he remains the only friend that Maduro has. I don't really want to get involved in fixing their government for them. I want the U.S. government focused on fixing our government, fighting socialism here in our country. It's just like we've said all the time about these endless foreign wars that President Trump is now supporting with the military-industrial complex and now trying to add another one here. They haven't even gotten out of Syria and Afghanistan or Iraq, and we want to get into Venezuela as well. As I pointed out yesterday, 40% of the world's nations have military action by the U.S. being conducted in them in the name of the war on terror, a war on a tactic. And quite frankly, just like we see with the war on drugs, it is a globalist agenda. You know, the war on drugs came from the United Nations. And I've said many times that it's not really a war on drugs. It's not really a war on inanimate objects, even though they do confiscate planes and homes and cars and cash and charge those inanimate objects with crimes. And they demonize the inanimate objects of drugs. No, they don't want to realize that it's a spiritual issue, psychological, medical issue, if you will. It's not a law enforcement issue if we really want to solve this problem. No, what this does is this gives them an excuse to grow their impact into our lives, to reach their tentacles into everything that we do in our country. And so it is a war of drugs conducted on the American people. Just take a look at the opioid epidemic. How did that happen? And it's still legal. That never did make it into the list. We got marijuana on the list. We got hemp, which doesn't have any effect on your mind whatsoever. Doesn't get you high. It does have medical value. It's not addictive. It doesn't get people high. It has no psychoactive components in it whatsoever. But we put that on the list. Just recently took it off. But why aren't opioids on there? Why are we still in Afghanistan, where they get the vast majority of the raw materials for the opioids? How did Big Pharma get a pass on that? And why are they getting a pass on vaccines and all these other dangerous things that they sell? But now it's not just it is a war of drugs that's being conducted against us. We've had, talking about Central America, of course, you remember, it was exposed in Dark Alliance by Gary Webb. It was exposed that in order to have their previous wars, they were funded with dark money that they got from creating the crack cocaine epidemic. That was a creation of the American government. In order to have their dirty war. Well, you talk about a dirty war. That's far worse than anything Nixon did with a secret bombing campaign. It's a secret bombing campaign plus a secret drug campaign that they're conducting against the American people. And now we've got this war, the war on terror. Is it a war on terror? No. Just like the war on drugs, this is a war of terror. Again, you're going to conduct war on a tactic. You don't define the cause. You don't define the enemy. You don't define the end point. And so now they're pushing to go into Central America. And just as we see the U.S. military being used everywhere around 40% of the nations around the world with U.S. military operations. Military bases built secretly in Syria. Troops on the ground in Syria. Air bases in Syria. Where was the debate for that? Where was the authorization for that? Where was everybody wringing their hands about the president's authority to do that? But don't defend our borders. No, can't do that. And in the same way now, just like we can't defend our borders against this globalist agenda of population migration to take down the country, put everybody on the welfare state, take it down. That was the plan, still is the plan. In the same way, we cannot defend this country against socialism. We're going to go to Venezuela to fight socialism? We got socialism in our backyard. Let's fight it here. Come on, President Trump, you can get somebody to write some speeches for you. You know it's not right. Get somebody to write some rhetoric for you to fight Bernie Sanders. Take him on, head on. These people are talking about income inequality and everything. They're talking about justice and so forth. That's code word for a forced equality. What the founders of this country said was a leveling. It's nothing new. Socialism's been around a long time. They've changed the name. They even called themselves, I believe, levelers at one point in time. They wanted to take everybody down to the least common denominator. We've got we're poor and we want to share that with you. And then they came up with the term socialism, and then they came up with the term progressives and so forth. I mean, they just continually metastasize not only their policies, but continue to come up with new labels to hide what they're doing, because everybody understands what this looks like. And they all want to say, well, no, this is different now. This is a new deal. No, it's the same old socialism leveling that goes back. When they talk about justice, they're talking about equality, not liberty. You can have equality of opportunity. That's what the government is supposed to be there to protect as a referee. But when you force equality, an equality of results, that's a very different thing. That comes along with mandates. That comes with glass ceilings for everybody. It comes along with people sawing the rungs off of the ladder, the bottom rungs off the ladder, so that you can't get up. And if you can't get up, don't worry, there's going to be a ceiling there to keep you down. Except for them, just like we see in Venezuela. Chavez, Maduro, they got these trust fund kids who are billionaires with bank accounts all over Europe. And I tell you what, if we go down this path, you're going to see that happen with AOC. And so we have Jorge Ramos and his team from Univision doing an interview with Nicolas Maduro yesterday. And during the interview, the dictator there, Maduro, got angry because Jorge Ramos confronted him with pictures of kids rummaging through garbage cans trying to find food. And he didn't like the reality of his policies. That's a reality that awaits us as well if we don't fight socialism here. Again, I don't want to get into another one of these wars that we've had throughout our history. Overthrowing governments, changing regimes throughout Central and South America. We've done that over and over again. And it has left a horrible legacy throughout that area. And I think that we need to be fighting socialism here at home, because that's really the risk to us. We get so involved in fighting wars and protecting borders abroad, we don't protect our own borders and we don't fight against the socialism here. So as Jorge Ramos is confronting Maduro on the reality of central planning and authoritarian austerity, which is another name for socialism, Ramos said that Maduro cut the interview off and said, I don't like the line of questioning. Seized his equipment, Univision equipment. So there you see some of the pictures that they put up of people eating out of garbage cans. He said he didn't like the things we were asking. The lack of democracy in Venezuela, the torture of political prisoners, about the humanitarian crisis that we're living, said Ramos. No doubt, this guy is bad. I am not going to defend Maduro or Chavez. I've done nothing but criticize them. I can't find anything, unlike Bernie Sanders, I can't find anything to like about these guys. I've never said anything that I found anything that I like about Assad in Syria. But we don't need to go there and overthrow these people. We don't need to be looking for monsters abroad to destroy. We got enough monsters in our own backyard who are trying to destroy this country from within. That's the real reality that we have to confront. So we're going to talk about Bernie, his call for a socialist revolution, not only his town hall, but his op-ed piece that he put out. It's old stuff, recycled.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with a discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Midnight in Moscow. What could be more appropriate than an ancient song for an ancient socialist who went on his honeymoon to the Soviet Union? Bernie Sanders. And, of course, Bernie Sanders did a town hall meeting last night. But before we move on, we're talking during the break. And tell them what you had to say about the reaction of Maduro to that clip that Jorge Ramos had, Travis.
I was just saying it kind of reminds me of that old joke where the advisor to the king walks in and says, "My lord, the peasants are revolting." And the king goes, I know they're disgusting. Why are you talking to me about this?
Yeah, exactly. They're revolting.
No, my lord, they're revolting.
Yeah, yeah. They're eating out of garbage cans, right? They're totally revolting. It's kind of revolting, the fact that he had arrested a journalist there. But we also need to understand, and we'll get into this a little bit later, when we talk about democracy, and Bernie said, "Whoa, there's some democracy that's still going on there." I don't know about that. We have to understand that one of the legacies of Venezuela is electronic voting. Smartmatic is created by some cronies of Hugo Chavez. And, you know, they've changed the name and they've been bought and sold, and now they're trying to distance themselves from Venezuela and so forth. Look, folks, this is the same kind of stuff that was done by David Rockefeller when they created the antitrust regulations. And, you know, he created a bunch of different corporations, and then they had interlocking directories. And so, you know, this is the game that big business multinational corporations play. It's the shell game of ownership and plausible deniability. But it was birthed, this corrupt thing we call electronic voting. If you want to have democracy in America, you got to go back to paper ballots. And to the extent that you have electronic voting machines, that's why they have rigged elections. That's why they're not going to have honest elections in Venezuela. And they have exported that tactic not only to the United States, but they've done it to a large degree, quite some time, to Brazil. They've done it to the Philippines. They've done it to different regions of Mexico. I reported on this in the past, so I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole again, talking about all the many different times that Smartmatic and these, they're not the only corporation, they're not the only electronic voting machine corporation that's been involved in rigging votes for communists, typically. It was the Brazilian communists who used them to get into power. The ones that have been run out of town on a rail, tarred and feathered. But as we look at this cartoon on the article talking about Bernie's op-ed piece, he's had a big 24 hours, I guess, you know, over the weekend. Was it that he got so much money? When was that he kicked off his campaign? He got the big influx of cash. Yeah, last week. So he got a lot of, you know, a lot of new supporters in that. And I guess you can count as part of his new supporters, CNN, doing a big campaign rally for him last night. Then this morning he comes out with an op-ed piece. I've got some quotes from that for you. But I think it's summed up by this cartoon on this article. Pull the cartoon up. Bernie calls for socialist revolution in America. Yeah, the peasants are revolting. So are his policies, quite frankly. The Green New Deal is nothing but recycled socialism. It's just recycled envy and jealousy, which is the basis of all this stuff. But you look at that cartoon with the fork there. Got a guy holding a big fork called socialism, and he's about to stick it into a wall socket labeled the economy. We know what's going to happen. And we know what's going to happen with socialism too, don't we? And the guy standing next to him goes, "Well, everybody else who tried this has gotten hurt." And he goes, "Everybody else did it the wrong way. I've got a different way of sticking my metal fork into the wall socket." Sanders, as they point out on Zero Hedge, has ratcheted his campaign's rhetoric up to 11 this morning with an op-ed piece directly calling for a socialist revolution in America. And they said, based on the majority of Americans' views, he just might get one. That's why I said, we have to fight socialism here in this country, not in Venezuela. I'm sorry about the Venezuelan people. Maybe their best contribution to America would be as an example, since we don't seem to be able to understand from the, learn from the examples of, North and South Korea, or from communist China versus Taiwan, or communist China versus Hong Kong, or East Germany versus West Germany. We can't learn from any of those things. I mean, even look at the Soviet Union under under Stalin, and the Soviet Union that's not under Stalin, that's no longer the Soviet Union, the Russian Confederation under Putin. Yeah, still not great, but it's a world of difference between the two countries. You know, communists there are only about 30%. We've got more communists in this country probably than they do in Russia now. Why? Because they saw how it worked, how it didn't work. They saw what it did to them. One of the best defenses against communism are the people who've lived underneath it. People that I knew in Florida that had escaped from Castro and knew what was going on in Cuba. People that I've known that lived in Eastern Bloc countries. They are the ones who can most effectively speak out against communism. Not people like Bernie. Bernie never got off of his honeymoon with the Soviet Union. So, in his op-ed piece, here's some of the quotes. We're going to create a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice. There you go. So, economic, social, racial, environmental. Those are his focuses. But he focuses on justice, not on liberty. See? And when you've got somebody in government that is focused on something other than liberty, quite frankly, they're un-American. This country was founded on liberty. The Declaration of Independence got down to the basics of liberty. That was why we declared our independence. And folks, the fact that our founding fathers focused on individual liberty is why this revolution alone did not result in something like you saw the French Revolution. In the French Revolution, they paid lip service to liberty, which basically Bernie is not. But they also talked about equality and fraternity. So you could take these social and racial, put that in the fraternity, the brotherhood part. And then when you talk about economic issues, you're talking about equality. And we know how the French Revolution and every other revolution has turned out. You have these people like Chavez or Maduro or like Lenin or Mao. It's a long, long list, isn't it? Or Pol Pot. They use brotherhood and equality to gain power. And then what do? They put themselves in as absolute tyrants and rulers. And even if that isn't their first impulse, you know, even if they wind up with a Trotsky initially, you'll eventually get the Lenin who wants all power. Or the Mao, who says power comes out of the barrel of a gun and I've got all the guns, basically. That's where it all degrades to. And even the guys who are well-meaning idiots who don't know anything about the economy as they want to give you economic justice, they will fail just because they don't have the wisdom to centrally plan an economy. You know, when you've got a market and a free market, and everybody's able to make their choices, then it is a self-adjusting situation. The free hand, the invisible hand, as Adam Smith had to say. We'll be right back.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalist and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So we got Bernie Sanders out there talking about how we have to have justice, economic, social, racial, environmental justice, he said in his op-ed piece that came out today. We got a couple of clips from what he had to say last night in his CNN campaign contribution. They called it a town hall. It was a rally for Bernie. We've got a couple of interesting quotes from that. But as I said, when he talks about justice, all these different things, basically he is throwing liberty out. He's not even paying lip service to it, like the radicals in the French Revolution. The radical socialists in the French Revolution at least paid lip service to it. He doesn't. He is talking about equality. In the very next line, he says, "This task will not be easy. Today we have more income and wealth inequality." There you go. And that's exactly what he's focused on. He wants to make sure that we level everybody down. You know, the socialists, the communists have nothing, and they want to share that with you. They want to share their poverty with you. He said the three wealthiest Americans own more wealth than the bottom half of our country. Well, you know, let's start with the Oscar party, which is really kind of the Democrat party as well. That's where you'll find the real elitists, and I've got some funny satires of the Oscar party before we let that fade. But nevertheless, as he goes on, to attack President Trump. He says we have a president who is a pathological liar, a fraud, a racist, sexist, xenophobe, and then throws in religious bigot. Now, this is unusual for somebody who is a spokesperson for the Communist Party. And quite frankly, he is. He and AOC, his political spawn, they are so communist that the Communist Party isn't running a candidate anymore. Everything that they want is being pushed, and even more, by the Democrats, the new socialist Democrats. And whenever we look at where the Marxists and the socialists have been, we always see religious persecution. So he wants to talk about religious bigotry? Seriously? What does he mean by that? I mean, we can see religious bigotry. Just take a look at China. And it's not always directed at Christians either. For now, it typically is here in the U.S. We're just talking about the court case headed to the Supreme Court, a case of religious bigotry conducted by secular humanists here in the United States, taking World War One monument that's been up for 100 years. Got to tear that down. Well, that's exactly what the Marxists and the socialists have done everywhere they've gone, because they want their leader to be God, just like President Xi in China. So he demands that in any churches that he hasn't torn down already, that if they don't want to be torn down, if they've got a crucifix of Jesus on the wall, they've got to put a portrait of Mao on one side and Xi on the other. And as I said before, the pastors ought to introduce that as those are the two thieves on either side. But they want parity or superiority. They want to be worshipped. And it's not just Christianity. She comes after every religion. He's equal opportunity. You'll have no gods before him. Whether it's Christianity or Falun Gong or Muslims, no religion. That's why Marx hated it so much. That's why the socialists purge it everywhere they go. So he wants to talk about religious bigotry. Bernie Sanders? It's his party that is the party of religious bigotry. They hate Christianity. They want Christianity to bow the knee to them, to their religion of secular humanism, to their religion of the LGBT agenda. You bow to this. You do what we say. You join in our celebrations. You bake custom cakes for us, or we'll take you out of, take your business down. That is real religious bigotry. But you go down his checklist of items. He wants a minimum wage of $15 an hour. I talked about that the other day, what's already happening in New York City. People are saying, I can't afford fast food anymore. And then people are losing their jobs because people aren't going to the restaurant. So to pay the higher wages, they've got to increase the price of coffee or hamburgers or french fries. And people are complaining, I can't afford to eat here anymore. So then they're going to have fewer people working. It's a vicious cycle. Always goes down that road. But they're still holding to that $15 an hour. That's the mandated, legislated prosperity that the socialist central planners have prepared for you. And he says, we can't afford to wait any longer to address the existential threat of climate change. Yeah, he's very worried about that. He spent $300,000 in just 1 month flying around his reelection campaign for Senate in October. Just 1 month. Just came out of the FEC. So he's very worried about climate change. He's worried about your use of energy, not his, because, you know, just like the people in Nicaragua, the Sandinistas that he loves so much, and Hugo Chavez and his people, you know, they have one standard for them and another for the revolting peasants who are so revolting that they would eat out of garbage cans if they can even find food. You know, that's the revolting part of it. Health care to everybody as a right, he said. Student loan debt, take it away. Give free education to everybody. And, of course, they will educate you to think like them. That's why they want this so much. One thing I did like about Bernie, he wants to get rid of the destructive, quote, war on drugs, unquote. I agree. The problem is that he wants to replace the war on drugs. He wants to replace drug prohibition with gun prohibition. And a war on gun owners. Now, that's going to be real dangerous. We've seen what happened when they prohibited alcohol, right? We got actually more alcohol. We got more concentrated, more dangerous forms of alcohol. We had cartels, if you will. You know, they were called gangsters at the time. We had a different name for them. But we had this rise of criminal organizations using their monopoly that was given to them by that prohibition. Things got really dangerous. And as I said, we got more concentrated forms of alcohol. We got more concentrated forms of all these different drugs, including even marijuana, because of the war on drugs. What do you think is going to happen when you prohibit guns? You think they're going to go away? They're not going to go away. They're not going to go away any more than alcohol went away or drugs went away. You're going to get more intensified forms of it. You're going to get the most ruthless criminals in our society with a monopoly, fighting each other for monopoly. You're going to get caught in the crossfire, just as people are getting caught in the crossfire of the current war on drugs. You're going to get caught in the crossfire of a war on guns, if that's what you're foolish enough to do. And then he talks about immigration. He wants comprehensive immigration reform, a path towards citizenship. Let's just shorten that up and say comprehensive path towards citizenship. Immediate legal status for young people eligible for DACA. In other words, he wants a comprehensive path towards immediate citizenship so these people can vote. That's his future. Well, you know, finally he talks about women. Women's rights are under attack at the local, state, and federal level. We must defend a woman's right to control her own body and to control the bodies of her children, to murder them at whatever age, we don't know, because now they support it up to and beyond birth. Just had all the Democrats, except for three, vote against a bill that would say that children who are born alive, who survive an abortion attempt, have a right to live. They're now separate from the woman. There is no issue of a woman's health here. And every Democrat, except for three, and Bernie was not one of them, voted to shut down the rights of those babies. Half of them are potential women, potential Democrat voters. Think of it that way. Don't kill them. They might vote for you because they're women. Except that in your manic pursuit of equality, now we've got women, it looks like, are going to be forced to sign up for the draft. That was always one of the arguing points against the ERA. Well, you know, they're going to force women to join the military, force women to into combat situations, and that's what they're doing right now. It's very reprehensible to me that a men's group filed this lawsuit, and this Texas judge, a Bush appointee, pushes this stuff through. You know, it just shows that people prefer equality and slavery to liberty. The men's group ought to push back against the draft instead of trying to drag women down with them. But that's what socialists always do.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
1 best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Get out of my life, Bernie. AOC. Don't tell me what I can eat, Cory Booker. I am sick and tired of your nanny government. And we get into Venezuela. Of course, they've got a system there. They call car ID. Some kind of an identity card. Card net. Also called the Fatherland card. You know, we would never say, Der Fatherland here. Sounds too much like the Nazis, of course. But I think there's more to it. I mean, we could have called it, when we created the Patriot Act and we had that new department that we created, we could have called it Motherland Security. because, you know, we're moving towards a matriarchy. All the Marvel superhero actors tell us that. No, I don't think they like Fatherland. I don't think they like Motherland, not because of any associations with Nazis. They just don't like Mother and Father, so they call it a homeland. You know, the government is your home. They should call it Uncle Land. That's what Eric Peters always calls the feds Uncle, as an Uncle Sam. So let's call it Uncle Land, the Uncle Land Department. Another bunch of nannies. And they won't tell everybody what to do. That's why liberty is not part of what Bernie is talking about. He's talking about justice and equality. And I want to play you the clips. I've talked a great deal of time about Bernie. Sorry, when I get onto socialism, I hate it so much that I just can't let it go. But we're going to let it go, and we're going to let you hear what he has to say last night on the CNN political rally for him. You know, that's a big part of this. This is why, you know, we're in an information war here. To fight socialism here in America, not in Venezuela. I don't want to fight socialism in Venezuela. Let the Venezuelans fight their own battles. We got one right here. And if we send our military there, it's just as stupid as sending our military to protect the borders of Middle Eastern countries while we got people crashing this border by the tens of thousands, organized, to take down our economy. No, we need to fight socialism here. They want to silence the guns on the information battlefield. That's what the guy told the Senate back in November of 2017. The FBI military veteran. He said, we got to silence the cannons on the battlefield of social media. And so we have to start shutting down different news organizations. They've tried to shut us down. You've stood with us. We really do appreciate that. And if you want to continue to support us and to support your health, you can find a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. I'll tell you a couple of the specials that we got right now to make this a win-win situation. We have a we've got Alpha Power, Bod Ease. The turmeric formula is now 50% off for a limited amount of time. That is a very effective anti-inflammatory. Turmeric. It's got pure turmeric and many other powerful ingredients to help your body. That's why we call it Bod Ease. It's anti-inflammatory. And very, very effective, very, very powerful. So you have the two of those, Alpha Power, Bod Ease, paired together, 50% off for a limited amount of time. We still have, for a limited amount of time, the new InfoWars Life protein bars that we just introduced about a week and a half, maybe almost about 2 weeks ago now. Vanilla coconut or chocolate peanut butter. Only 240 calories with 15 grams of natural protein and packed with fiber. You can save 40% off of two boxes or more. And to help you take charge of your energy and amp up your workout, we're bringing you Alpha Power at 50% off. Feel the power of our incredible formula and share what we've got today at InfoWars. Share the health products and we can fight this together. We can help your health as well as your speech. The products that we sell will actually improve your speech. We're going to get your speech back on social media. We're going to stop this censorship. This is what the communists and socialists have to do. They have to shut down, silence the cannons so that CNN can do their rallies for Bernie and nobody hears anyone pushing back against his empty promises of free stuff for everybody. Free stuff for everybody. I think it was a prisoner episode. You remember the series out of the 1960s, Patrick McGoohan? It was a guy that was in Secret Agent Man. He did a follow-up, which I really love, one of my favorite series. He gets kidnapped when he resigns. They take him off to this island, and they want to know what he knows, why he resigned, and so forth. And they have a total surveillance society, which is really pretty creepy when it came out in the 60s. I saw it in the 70s in replay. Today, it looks kind of silly and clumsy and obvious in retrospect, you know, all the different cameras everywhere. But it's basically, they're far, far more sophisticated and worse than anything that he depicted. But he got the essence of it. In one episode, they identify everybody as numbers, of course. He's number six. They never see number one. Number two is the guy who is running the place. And in one episode, they're going to have elections, and they're playing a mind game with him to try to get him to run for election. So it's actually six runs for the position of number two. So it's six for two. And I think they called, I'm going from memory, I think they called it free for all. But that basically describes the gaslighting, the surveillance, and the phony free stuff that the elections coming up to 2020 are all about. It's really a free for all. That's what the Democrats are running on. Bernie Sanders. Here's a clip of him last night. Let's play video clip number four. Bernie Sanders.
Now, I'm not going to say that within Trump's camp, there aren't some people who are racists and sexists. They're all. We have seen that. But I don't believe that is the case for most of those folks. I think of these people are people
who right
have
worked
hard their entire lives.
He's going back. He's doing the tactic from Julius Caesar. You know, Brutus is an honorable man. You know, I'm not saying that everybody in the Trump campaign is racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic. No, they've said that all along. You know, there are some, but you know, most of the people aren't like that. But they want what he's promising. Free stuff for everybody. So let's get back on to, he's laid that down there. You know, I'm not saying that these guys are bad. They are bad. But I'm not going to say that. But here's what they really want. They want free stuff. Go ahead.
Work hard their entire lives, and their standard of living is going down. In many cases, they're making less today than they did 30 or 40 years ago. They're looking at their kids, and they're seeing that their kids will have a lower standard of living than they do. In fact, in many rural communities in America, if you can believe it, life expectancy is going down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe it. And it will if the government runs our health care and mandates vaccines, which is what they want to do. But, of course, I think it's summed up in one of the other political cartoons that I saw today. It's got two doors with signs over them. One door has a sign over it says, work hard and keep half. The other one says, no work and everything is free. There you go, right there. And everybody's going in that door. Okay, that's the Bernie door. Well, you know, the problem is with the work hard and keep half. Why is it that way? Well, it's because of taxes, which Bernie and all of the socialists say just aren't high enough. Back in the 1950s, the average family of four with a median family income paid 2%. Now they pay half. They work hard, they pay half. Everybody's working. Both parents are working. If you happen to be fortunate enough to have a two-parent home, you got both parents working. Nobody's taking care of the kids, so they pass them off to the government to raise. And then we need more taxes to pay for the child care that they're going to provide. They manufacture a crisis. They always offer you a second problem instead of fixing the original problem. Now, the problem is that we pay too much in taxes already. The problem is we're not free enough, Bernie. The problem is we are not free. I don't want your free stuff. I want freedom. The people coming across the border want free stuff. They don't want freedom. The people who came at Ellis Island came because they wanted freedom. They wanted liberty because there wasn't a welfare state when you had Ellis Island. But, you know, Bernie, you know, we're talking about lines. Bernie has said in the past when he talked about Nicaragua's socialist government, and that's why I called him, you know, he was there with Nicaragua's Sandinistas. He just loved them. So I always called him Bernie Sandinista. He thought that lines were a good thing. He wasn't going to criticize lines, bread lines that you have everywhere. Well, at least they get bread. Well, no, they don't. Not anymore. Because eventually you run out of other people's money and you run out of other people's bread. Back in the day, he was saying, it's funny sometimes, American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. Rich people get all the food. Poor people starve to death. The only places where the poor people are starving to death, again, Bernie, are your socialist utopias. North Korea, Venezuela. We've seen it happen in East Germany. We saw it happen in China. You know, it's before all the globalists started pouring our industry over there for their slave labor. We saw them starving to death, as you saw Hong Kong and Taiwan prospering. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
And
analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, I want to fight socialism here at home, not in Venezuela. And yet, it looks like we're going to get drawn into a Venezuelan war. We've got the U.S. announcing new Venezuelan sanctions, reiterating threats. And let's just remember that the Democrats are into this as much as the Republican neocons are. Remember the sanctions in Iraq? Remember when Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State for Bill Clinton, was quizzed on it? And they asked her, they said, your sanctions have caused the death of a 500,000 children. And are you proud of that? And here's what she had to say.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it. She doesn't deny it. I mean, wouldn't you think that anybody that had a slight bit of moral concern would be ashamed of that and try to say, well, I think your figures are wrong. I would expect if I was going to ask that question to somebody that they would argue with me over the figures. Well, I don't believe 500,000 kids died. No. Because 500,000 kids died, more children than died in Hiroshima. And Madeleine Albright's response was, it was worth it. For what? For regime change? And are we going to do that again? In Venezuela, you got people starving, you got kids eating out of garbage cans. So what's our response? Let's add sanctions. Let's starve them worse. Let's take the high moral ground. Let's not get into regime change wars anywhere. Let's start fighting this plague of socialism here in our own country instead of making it worse in other countries, instead of giving this low-life scumbag Maduro an excuse to turn him into, give him an alibi. Oh, well, the Americans did it with their sanctions. You know that's what he's going to say. They've already been saying that. And yet we got the U.S. military flying more reconnaissance flights over the Venezuelan coast. We got the Brazilian vice president saying, you're not going to use the Brazilian soil as a base to invade Venezuela. You know, keep us out of that. And that's good because, I mean, that is, that's the new guy. That's not the communists that used to run Brazil. This is a new president there in Brazil that is typically aligned with Trump. Trump is not aligned with Trump on Venezuela. Trump should be opposing these military-industrial complex, Democrats and Republicans and generals and all of them who want another interventionist war. So the Brazilian Trump is actually pushing back on this more than the American Trump is pushing back on this. And then you've got even more news coming out. Max Blumenthal pointing out today what I pointed out yesterday, that this pageant that they orchestrated, you know, first Richard Branson. Really? Why does Richard Branson care so much about this? Is he really that much against socialism that he wants to go down there and organize a concert, a relief, and then pretend that, you know, after this concert on Friday night where they wanted to pretend they had 250,000 people there, and Washington Post pretended along with them for a while until they got exposed with pictures that it was a sham. But they were going to have this sham concert that they said were going to raise all this money. Then they were going to put it in all this convoy of trucks and then have a sham confrontation, which really was a sham. Pictures eventually surfaced of the people who were, not the soldiers stopping the convoy at a bridge that nobody had ever gone across, but the people who were there actually creating Molotov cocktails, setting fire to those trucks. As we had a caller yesterday point out, there's something in that area that has a very special rare earth mineral that could be very useful to Richard Branson's industries. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. CNN held a rally for Bernie Sanders last night, or played one clip from that. And of course, that's part of why they had Oliver Darcy working so hard to deplatform InfoWars, because they want to make sure that they can push their narrative unopposed, because they've purged any other information from the other side. And so last night, Bernie Sanders was on the CNN with Wolf Blitzer, a so-called town hall, and Wolf asked him a very uncomfortable question. Why can't you call Maduro a dictator? You know, we've got the establishment of both parties out there pushing for a war with him. He is a dictator. I mean, you know, Bernie can't criticize him because Bernie wants to give us that system. It isn't so much that he hates the war. I mean, you see Bernie pushing us to get out of these other wars or to stop these other wars? Nah, not really. He doesn't care about that. There he is. There's Bernie writing it down. Let's play a clip from last night. This is the back and forth between Wolf Blitzer asking him about his lack of concern for Maduro. Here's Bernie.
Why have you, Senator, stopped short of calling Maduro of Venezuela a dictator?
Well, I think it's fair to say that the last election was undemocratic. But there are still democratic operations taking place in that country. The point
what is
that? What I am
democratic
calling
operations?
For right now is internationally supervised free elections.
Okay,
and I do find it.
You know, the problem with free elections and the problem with saying that there's still democratic operations going on there is the fact that he rigged this election using, guess what, electronic voting. That's how Maduro got into power. It's how Hugo Chavez got into power. Smartmatic, the first and biggest one of these electronic voting machine companies, was there to sweep these dictators into power, to do the same thing in Brazil, the Brazilian communist, rigging elections in the Philippines and in Mexico as well. So I don't know what Bernie Sanders is talking about in terms of democratic operations. Does that mean the pretended idea that there is free stuff that is being handed out to people? You know, they can pretend that they've got, we've got universal everything free, except that they don't have anything. That's the reality. And then you've got his political spawn, AOC, and the clip that I didn't get to yesterday. This, I think, the arrogance that she is now showing. Think about how long she has been in office. Here we are at the end of February. She only got sworn in the middle of January. So about 6 weeks of this, and she's already out there saying, I'm the boss. How about that? Here's AOC.
I just introduced Green New Deal 2 weeks ago, and it's creating all of this conversation. Why? Because no one else has even tried. So people
She's
are like,
trying.
Oh, it's unrealistic.
She's trying socialism.
Oh,
we've tried
big.
It.
Oh, it doesn't address this little minute thing. And I'm like, You try. You do it.
Yeah, we tried socialism.
Because you're not.
You missed the entire history of the 20th century.
So until you do it, I'm the boss.
That's
How
right.
about that?
You heard it here.
Yeah, I'm the boss. I will tell you what to do. like Cory Booker and these other socialist idiots. I will tell you where you can go, how you can go. If you can have meat, like Barack Obama going to Africa and telling people, well, y'all can't have air conditioning. You'd burn the planet up. You can't have air conditioning here in Africa. Yeah, only he gets it. Only people like Bernie Sanders gets to spend $300,000 on a private jet in just 1 month. Yeah, because they're special. They've got privilege, just like the people in Hollywood have privilege. Just like you got Harrison Ford flying around to Davos and other places, lecturing the rest of us on how we got to give up our cars so that he can fly around in his private jets because he believes in climate change. And that means, you know, that if it's a problem, only they will have the resources. James Woods had the perfect takedown for Occasional Cortex. He said, you arrogant idiot. You may have missed this, but the way that it works in America is you work for us. The last time somebody told Americans to sit down and shut up was 1776. Now, one of the other things that Bernie Sanders had to say last night on CNN's rally for him, their unpaid political support that they did for Bernie, they were talking about pharmaceutical drugs. And Sanders said the pharmaceutical industry is the most greedy entity in this country today. Well, except for the Democrat Party. You know, when President Trump was passing out the tax cuts, remember Bernie said, he's looting the treasury. You know, that's our money. That's not your money. He and Nancy Pelosi call it crumbs, and they'll fight you for every last crumb on your dinner table because that's their money. It's not your money. All your stuff belong to them. And they will dole it out to you like children on allowance. There he is. Bernie Sanders. Bernie and the Jets was the best headline I saw. But I don't like Elton John's music that much. And so we're not going to play that as a bumper here. But anyway, he talks about the pharmaceutical industry being greedy. And yet you've got Democrats everywhere pushing for mandated vaccines. As they're pushing for infanticide as well. Right? It just underscores, when you look at the health care issue, it really does underscore the old saying that the government that can give you everything that you want first has to take everything that you've got. So you want government health care? Well, it's going to come with mandatory vaccines. It's going to come with infanticide. It's also going to come with a lot of strings attached like we see in Venezuela. I talked about the CARnet, the Venezuelan biometric identity card that they've got there. Of course, Hugo Chavez, back in 2008, went to China. They showed him what they were working on. And, of course, it is a plan, as we've talked about many times. What you're seeing enacted here in China is being implemented everywhere. It's going to be implemented here along with 5G. That's why they're putting 5G in the cities, folks. Those are going to be your electronic tracking devices. In order for them to track every car, to track every human, to have biometric data, that's going to be able to send them high bandwidth pictures and faces, you know, faces as well as analyzing your walk, every type of biometric information you can imagine, to send that in real time, to monitor that just like they're doing already in some places in China. In order for them to do that on a grand scale, they've got to have 5G. And, of course, they don't really care what the health effects of that are either. Right? And you don't care because you're going to be able to get those wonderful movies that they just handed each other awards for making. You're going to be able to download those things in a second or so. Well, imagine how much information they can upload about your activity to constantly monitor you. But you don't care because you got the Hollywood bread and circuses. So Hugo Chavez went in 2008 to China and he saw how this social credit thing was working. And of course, he's implemented that in Venezuela. And if you don't have that biometric identity card and you're not liked by Hugo Chavez, then without that card, you can't access services like health care. You can't purchase food even if they got it on the shelves. It's kind of like the Soviet Union and those lines that Bernie Sanders loves so much. You know, people in Soviet Union, East Germany, they would have people who made a living just standing in line for other people because you'd spend all your day standing in line. You never knew what you're going to get, if you're going to get anything. You know, well, they had, what's this line for? Well, they've got bananas up there. Well, by the time you get through that line, they may not have any bananas. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bread either. But that's okay because the Communist Central Party has got everything that they want. They've got jets. They've got limousines. They've got caviar. That's the way it works out in socialism. And you'll get the mandatory vaccinations. You'll get the rationing of health care. But that's only if you're a good boy and girl. Then they'll pat you on the head and give you that health care, just like in Venezuela. If you're not, they're going to pull that away from you. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some other people's comments on the Oscars. I think you're really going to like this. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Leo Zagami from Italy. He's going to be talking about the recent revelations about Cardinal Pell. Now they've come out about his conviction, but a lot more information has come out about Cardinal Pell. And then in the third hour, we're going to be joined by lawyer Robert Barnes. So stay with us. I think you're going to like this.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
talk about social justice, don't we? Bernie Sanders is all about that. And we got social justice warriors out the wazoo. We had one social justice warrior turn into a social justice arsonist. This person that goes by the name transgender person. Goes by the name of Nikki Jolly. I'm not going to try to guess at what gender this person is or thinks he or she is. Their home burned down in 2017. Five pets died, and the FBI got involved. They investigated it as, wait for it, a hate crime, not as arson. Not as the actual crime of arson or, animal abuse or whatever. But no, as a hate crime. I mean, that's the problem with all this hate crime stuff, folks. You know, you got a murder, you got a beating, you got arson. Oh, well, let's ignore the physical, literal stuff that actually happened. Used to be motives were used to prove who did it. Now the motive is something that we discern, and the motive is the crime itself. We don't really care about the murder or the beating or the burning down the house or the pets. And it turns out that this transgender activist said, well, you know, I've gotten all these threats from people. This is a conservative town. A local paper jumped in, named the transgender citizen of the year. And then, after all the success playing the victim, things turn it down. And so the transgender was no longer as jolly as he or she had been. Nikki was frustrated over the controversy over gay rights that had died down. It's like, oh, just not getting all this controversy, all these death threats like I used to. Disappointed that the Jackson Pride Parade and Festival that had been held 5 days before the fire hadn't received more attention or protest. So Nikki Jolly burned down his or her own house with the pets inside of it. For attention. Two dogs, three cats killed in the house fire. Because, you know, you're a social justice activist. You got to get that justice in there. No equality for the pets. Which takes us to the Oscars. Because that's the kind of hypocrisy and hatred that we see on display at the Oscars all the time. The Babylon Bee parodied it. They said, in anticipation of it, they said, we're coming up to a 4-hour-long political lecture to be disguised as an award show. If we just asked people to tune in for 4 hours of virtue signaling and political posturing, we'd have zero viewers. But we want to keep the 3 or 4 viewers we still have left, so we're going to pretend the purpose of the ceremony is to hand out awards. These people, these so-called actors, will give presentations on subjects ranging from white privilege and wealth inequality to gender bias and immigration. And they will then retire to their multi-million dollar mansions, their good deeds having been completed for the year. Or this headline, also from Babylon Bee. Nations wealthy privileged gather to lecture the nation on the evils of wealth and privilege. One of the observations, and I hadn't seen this. I thought this was great. This actually came from the Daily Mail. Piers Morgan calls it the unfunniest Oscars in history. Hollywood has become a humorless tomb of preachy virtue signaling tedium. And this was absolutely made. Trevor Noah. Now, Trevor Noah is from South Africa, right? So he gets up. He's now doing the Daily Show here. He introduced Best Picture candidate Black Panther by pretending to have known the movie's lead character, T'Challa, I guess is the way you pronounce it. He said, growing up as a boy in Wakanda, I would see T'Challa flying over the village. And he would remind me of the great Zahosa phrase, and then I'm not going to try to pronounce that. It's in Swahili or something. Which means, in times like these, we are stronger when we fight together than when we try to fight apart. And as Piers Morgan points out, the star-studded crowd roared their approval. Some punched the air, a few wiped away imaginary tears. Others were hugging each other. Oh, isn't that great? Isn't that great? We can all learn so much from Black Panther and from the wisdom of this African phrase. And yet, he said, viewers in South Africa saw it a little bit differently. What Noah actually said in the Bantu language that is related to the Zulus was, white people don't know I'm lying. And Piers Morgan said he burst out laughing when he heard about that. But that was the only thing that he thought was actually funny. And he said, Noah's very clever subliminal prank so perfectly epitomized what Hollywood has become, a place so terrified of laughing at anything or anyone that it's incarcerated itself inside a tomb of virtue signaling wokeness. But, you know, I think the reality is that it really was subliminal. I don't know. white people don't know what Hollywood is, that Hollywood is lying about everything, really, right? I mean, it did perfectly summarize everything that they're about. White people and black people don't know that Hollywood is lying about everything. That is your real subliminal message. James Howard Kunstler had a great take on the Oscars. He said, I got to see a late screening of Black Panther just the night before. He said it's about a techno-metropolis of Wakanda that's hidden deep in the African jungle, lo, these many centuries. Who knew? He said the elite of that utopia traveled the world in flying saucers. That's what Trevor Noah was alluding to. And he goes, but when trouble turns up, what weapons do they reach for? Spears. I kid you not. My favorite line in the movie, African white G-man says to Nakia, Black Panther's ex-girlfriend, put that spear in the trunk. He said, so then I turned to the last 10 minutes of the red carpet pregame. Side boob as far as the eye could see from every woman who will return to the anti-rape culture activism as soon as they get over their hangovers. Cut to Marty Scorsese selling Rolex watches. Every American should have one. And when Alexandria Occasional Cortex is finally present, every American will have a Rolex. And then finally, he says, the strangest musical number of the night so far, Jennifer Hudson, costumed like an elevator operator in front of a Supreme Court backdrop, belting out a power ballad about women and, well, you know, power from the documentary about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Well, Ginsburg is getting on in years, and she certainly deserves an elevator in her place of business. More power to the old gal. So, yeah, there's some great comments about the hypocrisy of the Oscars. But then there's this. Charcoal face masks are deemed an example of racism in blackface. And that is not from Babylon Bee. That's not from The Onion either. That is actually true. That's from Twitter. You got people out there saying that if you want to get toxins out of your skin, then that's a problem. And yet, think about the fact that we had Spike Lee call President Trump a racist. You know, yeah, he won an award for his movie Black Klansman, where a black guy, you know, infiltrates the Ku Klux Klan. And yet, why doesn't he talk about Northam, right? Why didn't he point out that? Nobody said anything about that. Nobody said anything about Smollett. You know, quite frankly, Spike Lee could take a page out of the Democrats' handbook, and he could have, basically, he could have Democrat Klansmen. Oh, wait, that's already been done. Yeah, we've had Richard Byrd, we've had Morris Deese of the Southern Poverty Law Center, we've even had Northam. I guess that'd be like version 4 of that.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be a word of mouth, or to pray for us, or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now, commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost,
The crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
By Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
The sexual abuse of children and youth is in no small measure due to the abuse of power in the area of administration. In this regard, administration has not contributed to fulfilling the mission of the church, but on the contrary, has obscured, discredited, and made it impossible. Administrative procedures, files that could have documented the terrible deeds and named those responsible, were destroyed or not even created. Instead of the perpetrators, the victims were regulated and silence imposed on them. The stipulated procedures and processes for the prosecution of offenses were deliberately not complied with, but instead cancelled or overridden. The rights of victims were effectively trampled underfoot and left to the whims of individuals.
All right, you just heard Germany's top cardinal, Reinhard Marx, and this is part of the conference over the weekend that was going to lead up to doing something about the epidemic of pedophiles within the Catholic Church, and more importantly, you're going to have bad people in any organization. The issue is, what do you do about it? Do you cover it up? Do you facilitate it? Do you hide this? Do you fund a cover-up? You know, that's the real issue. And joining us now, we have Leo Zagami. And, of course, you can find him at leozagami.com. He's in Italy. He tracks the Vatican, the New World Order, geopolitical matters. He's published 12 books based on a variety of subjects, secret societies and the Vatican. He's got an interesting article today, because today we've had the conviction of Cardinal George Pell, which we've reported months ago. You weren't supposed to know this. The judge there in Australia put a lid on it. They had a secret trial and wanted to keep this conviction secret. They said it was because they didn't want to contaminate further trials, but now they have said that they're not going to try him in the second case. So I don't know how he gets a pass on that. But now they're releasing this information, the details about this conviction of the third highest ranking individual in the Vatican. Leo Zagami is joining us. He has an article, why did the Pope not defrock Cardinal Pell, as he did American cleric Theodore McCarrick, very powerful here in the U.S. He was defrocked, but not Cardinal Pell. Thank you for joining us, Leo.
Hello. It's a pleasure to see you and to be with you, David. We prayed so much for you, so it's really an extreme pleasure to see you finally and in
Thank
good
you.
Health doing this show. So regarding Cardinal Pell, well, we gave this information because, of course, we didn't respect the gag order that was now removed. And so we already told about Cardinal Pell condemnation in December. What was happening now in the last few days is that, as you said, there is one of the two court cases move against him that is being dropped, mainly because one of the accusers died. And so the fact that he died, as you know, in a court case changes everything. So Damian Dinian, who was this guy who, of course, was involved in this abuse by Cardinal Pell, who has been abusing since even before he became a priest. I mean, there has been reports that he was already at it when he was 20. So he was just there becoming a priest, and he had already raped or at least forced various children to put their hands in his pants and all kinds of things. And instead, regarding the 1990s accusation, well, in 1996, he's accused of having kept these choir boys after this mass within the church to then abuse them. They missed the procession, and suddenly everybody was saying, where are these children? And then they ended up being abused by Cardinal Pell. But Cardinal Pell is very powerful because he's also one of the main key people, spokesman of the Opus Dei. He helped the Opus Dei establish itself in Australia after being one of the central people for the Opus Dei and the neocon movement in the US years earlier. So you see, Cardinal Pell is not somebody you can just defrock so easily, because he's connected to what in the Vatican is most important at the moment, and that is cash. Because Opus Dei is an organization that, aside from the extreme spiritual practices, is basically a form of Freemasonry built within the Catholic Church. So this at least is the description that Licio Gelli, the late Licio Gelli of the P2, gave of the Opus Dei. So the fact that the Opus Dei has brought so much money to the church meant that at the time of John Paul II, they actually established themselves with a special connection with the Vatican, being submitted only directly to the Pope. I mean, this didn't happen since the time of the Knights Templars, but the Opus Dei became this kind of organization. And Cardinal George Pell, one of the key figures within this organization, of course, now is impossible for Pope Francis, after receiving all this money, to defrock his number three, Cardinal Pell. So,
and of course, we saw this, Leo, here in America, even with McCarrick. I mean, he doesn't have the Opus Dei connections and everything, but he was center of the money here in America. And of course, you know, the money talks. It's kind of like an indulgence, right? If you can can raise enough money to give to the Pope, you get an indulgence for the pedophile crimes, right? That's essentially what's happening, but not to the extent that that Pell did it. But the thing that took Pell was the fact that finally Australia got rid of the statute of limitations law that has protected pedophiles globally, you know, saying, well, you don't report this within 3 years, that's it, you don't get it. These cases, the one that he was just convicted on goes back to the 1990s. The one that they're letting him go on, that they're not going to pursue, and I haven't seen yet why they have said that they're not going to do it. Because I don't know why they're doing it, whatever they say. But the other case that they're letting go goes back to the 1970s. And you know, so even if you remove the statute of limitations, it becomes very difficult to prove something 40 years ago.
50. Well, as I said, there is even an earlier case from 1961, 62, earlier case. So, I mean, of course.
They didn't even try to indict him on that. Yeah, exactly. That was so.
But the difference here, what I wanted to people to understand in my latest article is that he's not being defrocked, on the contrary of McCarrick, because he's more powerful, much more powerful than McCarrick.
Yes.
So that's the difference here. I mean, we are talking about a guy who is very good friends with Rupert Murdoch. A very good friend with the ex-Prime Minister of Australia, Tony Abbott. He's somebody who was connected with the pedophile ring of Jimmy Savile, because in that investigation that went on in the 90s in regards to Cardinal Pell, at one point there was even a connection with the pedophile ring of Jimmy Savile that we know very well the extent of it.
Yeah, and so, I want to get into that, the details that you put in your article, the connections to Jimmy Savile, because that really kind of shows, and that's what you cover in your article, do a great job of covering how this is an international network. It transcends, it's not just in the Vatican, but it's also in the British government, and it, goes from Italy to Britain and so forth, from Australia, all these different countries. It's globalist in its nature. But as you're saying, he's not going to be defrocked. I mean, he's going to appeal, his lawyers say he's going to appeal this conviction in Australia. They've dropped the second prosecution against him. So what is his current status right now officially with the Catholic Church? Has there been a response from the Catholic Church? Certainly they knew about this conviction because it happened back in December, even though there was a gag order from the Australian judge. Well, we got to take a break. We'll get that answered. You'll tell us what the situation is right now of Cardinal Pell. Again, the guy who was running the Vatican Bank, the number three guy in the Vatican, person very well known to be a child abuser, a history that goes back to the 1960s, even before he was a priest, as Leo is pointing out, but very, very difficult to get any. They do have one conviction on him. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe.
Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We just had the judge who presided over the child abuse trial of the third highest prelate in the Catholic Church, the guy who is over the Vatican Bank, Cardinal Pell. He was recalled to Australia after Australia got rid of their statute of limitations, which is what protects pedophiles worldwide from prosecution. After they did that, he had to go back and answer charges. They came back. They had a very well-documented charge from the 1990s that he was now convicted of back in December. The judge put a gag on the press saying, you can't report the conviction. You can't report the details of this because we've got another conviction for allegations of something that happened in the 1970s, and we don't want to taint that prosecution. But for some reason, the judge announced yesterday that they're not going to move forward with that trial of alleged abuse in the 1970s. So then he let the conviction information about the 1990s case go out. But I'm talking to Leo Zagami, and Leo has an interesting article here. The reason why the Pope has not defrocked Cardinal Pell. Now, back in the February 16th, so maybe about 2 weeks ago, we had the Pope defrock Theodore McCarrick. Now, this is a guy, very high-ranking, I think he was highest-ranking U.S. Cardinal. Leo can correct me on that. He's nodding his head, yes. He defrocked him. Now, he was not convicted of anything. He had no convictions, multiple ways. He had no criminal convictions. He had evidently no religious convictions either. No, he had no convictions, but the Vatican investigated that. They said, well, these are credible, so we're going to defrock him. Now, here's a guy who has been convicted back in December, and clearly the Vatican knows that, but Cardinal Pell has not been defrocked. And what is his current status, Leo?
Well, the current status is that he's still a very powerful man, and the fact that they put aside this court case based on his period in Ballarat is because this victim of sexual abuse died of a drug overdose in 2014, which I find very sad, but also very suspicious, to say the least, because the connections that he actually had in that specific case were actually international, on the contrary of the ones that he's being tried and sentenced now.
Well, I thought, I'm a little bit confused because I thought the person who died from a drug overdose was the second victim in this 1990s situation. There's a couple of altar boys that he caught drinking some sacramental wine, and then he took advantage of them. I thought it was one of those guys that that died. But it was the other guy for the 1970s case, you say?
Well, I mean, it seems like that is what I have report. I mean, that's what they told me. Mm-hmm. It's very confusing because there has been so many accusations with Cardinal Pell.
Yeah. It's hard to keep track of them.
No, it's hard to really keep track of. In fact, one wonders, how is possible that in 2014 the Pope welcomed to Rome Cardinal Pell? I mean, he was not an innocent person, but now I will explain you why. Cardinal Pell managed to double the money of his own archdiocese from $1 billion at the end of 2013, starting in 2004. So it was purely a money thing. But wow. Cardinal Pell, so the Archbishop, was behind the paying out of $6.8 million to settle 82 claims of child abuse. That means an average of $83,000.2 for each victim. So he managed to give basically nothing to the victims, because if you are giving a victim of child abuse $83,000, that's mm-hmm. really... It's a disgrace in itself. But
is that what you're talking about in your article when you talk about the Melbourne response, where they, you know, wanted to buy off the victims by giving them some compensation to cover this up?
You see, that's not really an article. That's an extract from my book, which is out last week, called "The Confessions of an Illuminati 6.66." Which actually, it's the age of cyber Satan. And robotics, which is actually the subject which is being discussed right now in the Vatican in a special workshop that ends up today, that started yesterday, which sees all the participants to the summit on child abuse discussing this other thematic, which is robotics, in the preparation stage for this other big conference that will take place in the Vatican in 2020 on artificial intelligence. However, just to synthesize Cardinal Pell legacy, he has been a moneymaker for the church. He has been a moneymaker. He has been a moneymaker that was so respected that when he arrived in Rome, he was given a lavish guest house that was recently refurbished at a cost of between $30 to $85 million. Wow. So, I mean, and that was his residence in Rome. And while he was in Rome, when he was asked at one point, you know, he was asked about pedophilia, what he thought about the responsibility of the Church of pedophilia, is very famous what he said. I mean, he related the Catholic Church to a trucking company, and said that the Catholic Church was no more responsible than a trucking company for a driver molesting a woman while on the job.
It's like a trucking company in the sense that they are doing child trafficking. I mean, that's a better analogy, I think. You point out in your book, you said that when Cardinal Pell arrived in Rome, he brought in this guy from the BBC, Lord Christopher Patton. He was there covering up for Jimmy Savile, right?
Yeah, actually, just in the time frame before he started to work for Cardinal Pell, he was the head of the BBC in that period of time between 2011 and 2014, where the Jimmy Savile scandal erupted. And of mm-hmm. course, as the governor of the BBC Trust, he was nominated by the Queen. So here we have a direct link between the Queen, the Pope, Cardinal Pell, and a bunch of pedophiles.
Yeah. And let's just go back and remind people, especially Americans here, about the Jimmy Savile thing. You had people who had multiple investigations over the years of people who were lower down in Scotland Yard, and then the people who were higher up would shut down those investigations. After he died, you had people in the BBC do a documentary exposing all this stuff, and it was the people at the top, like Lord Christopher Patton, I presume, who shut that down. Again, always at the top.
And as I was mentioning earlier on, the trial that they're not going to focus on, the one in Ballarat now, I don't know the exact reason, if it was because the guy died or for some other reason, but the thing is that if we go and search for the investigation that was done on this case, we find a connection directly with England and with Jimmy Savile. Mm. So there was a pedophile ring there that connects directly with England. I mean, we are in Australia, and Australia is part of the Commonwealth, is part, of course, is like, so it's their territory. So the fact that there is this direct connection, I find it very interesting, and also because, of course, the fact that they have now put aside that specific case means also that probably that case there, it was more dangerous and probably something that they had to get off altogether, to not getting too close. You know, this was starting to get too close to the Queen, because at one point or the other, the Queen of England is also responsible just as much as the Pope for covering up all the pedophiles with operating within the BBC.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah. And, you know, again, there were people at, you know, the royal family was very close to Jimmy Savile. And as we point out, it's not just Christopher Patton shutting this down at the BBC, shutting down the documentary, but there have been multiple investigations opened by people who are honest lower down in Scotland Yard, and their superiors up at the top would shut that down. One of the things that you mentioned about Cardinal Pell was that, you know, besides being the money man, and we always see that that's that connection of money that gets these guys a pass with the Pope, but that they needed in that position a Vatican banker, they needed somebody who was easily blackmailable. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, of course, that's a typical technique that is used by the Vatican, but also by other powerful institutions. When you need to place somebody like him in a specific place, you need to have a lot of material to blackmail him. So, you know, the person in charge doesn't really do things that he's not supposed to do. I mean,
and there's a name that comes to mind with that, Leo, Dennis Hastert. The guy who was longest-serving GOP Speaker of the House, a guy that they groomed not only for Congress but to be the longest-serving Speaker of the House, was a known pedophile when they picked him up, you know, to run for Congress as a wrestling coach. It's just amazing how this is worldwide, and we see this pattern repeated over and over again. Thank you so much for joining us, Leo Zagami. You can find him at leozagami.com. Thank you very much, Leo.
Thank you, David.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we talk about the corruption at the upper levels of the Vatican, the fact that they would groom this known pedophile, Cardinal Pell, who had been known as a pedophile even before he became a priest, just like they groomed Dennis Hastert, who was known as a pedophile before he even became a congressman, let alone Speaker of the House. And there in the Vatican, they make this known pedophile involved in child abuse since the 1960s, well before he became a priest. They make him the number three at the Vatican and head of the bank. Put these guys always where the money is. Follow the money. You can get an indulgence for whatever you want to do if you raise enough money for the Pope. And when we look at what's going on, is it that much different than what is happening on YouTube? As RT asks, and I talked about this yesterday, RT says, soft child porn or honest political debate? Which one is YouTube going to censor or fail to censor? Yeah, well, they didn't fail to censor honest political debate, did they? No, no, no. They are right there. Google, YouTube, shutting this program down right in the middle of a broadcast, sending me over 8,000 taunting emails about once every 10 minutes for a couple of months, never responding to any of our appeals. Never giving me a reason, never giving me a single strike, never identifying any content, not even once. Just a complaint has been received. You have now been terminated. But at the same time, they're able to continue on with their child porn and monetize it. Yes, that's right. The child porn got an indulgence on YouTube. Big corporations were sponsoring it, and it was actually one guy, Mark Watson, who was working out of his home computer, as RT points out, shook the wired world to his very foundations, providing convincing evidence that YouTube supports, either wittingly or unwittingly, a pedophile ring that openly preys on the most vulnerable members of society, children. As Watson demonstrated, not only are these bottom feeders free to comment on videos that feature minors, but they also provide timestamps for the benefit of the wider pedophile community, indicating exactly when the children can be seen in their most compromising positions. And they also actively promote links to porn sites that cater to these twisted individuals. And of course, that YouTube doesn't have a problem with that. No problem. Just let this go. And so they ask, who is it that YouTube has brought in as their trusted flaggers? Why aren't these people catching this kind of stuff? Why isn't YouTube catching it? You know, they've got all these bots and all this artificial intelligence, and then they add human committees just like Facebook does. Why don't they catch this? Well, if you look at the people they bring in, the Anti-Defamation League, the Southern Poverty Law Center, I don't think they really care. Do you? You know, they want to get rid of any political discussions that they don't like. That's really their priority. Southern Poverty Law Center. And so now, as a result, some major corporations are just pulling ads from YouTube until they have some confidence in them again. AT&T, Hasbro, among some of the major corporations, Nestle and Disney are also reportedly starting to pull their ads from YouTube as well. AT&T and Hasbro announced this month they'll no longer purchase advertising on YouTube because it allows this kind of content to flourish. It's all about the money, isn't it? The Onion summed it up perfectly. Pope Francis has got something for all the kids who have been hurt out there. He offers 10% off for all molested kids at the Vatican City gift shop. In a gesture of goodwill, reports The Onion, intended to show the papacy's support for victims, Pope Francis announced Thursday that children who have been sexually abused by Catholic clergy can get 10% off the Vatican gift shop. We hope that those who are sexually abused can ease some of their pain by enjoying a discount on hats, T-shirts, and other merchandise at our lovely gift shop. Just type in the code MOLESTED to get the discount as well as free shipping on orders over $100. That's too close to the truth to be funny.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we've been talking about the child molestation that has been supported in the BBC. Cover-ups for Jimmy Savile by the royal family at the highest level. Covered up at the highest levels of Scotland Yard, of the BBC. The same person who covered up the Jimmy Savile long-term child abuse scandal, who shut down that documentary that they had completed, wouldn't let it be aired. That person was brought in by Cardinal Pell to work with him, as he became the number 3 at the Vatican. Cardinal Pell now being, they've now announced his conviction back in December. We announced it when it happened back in December. We're not going to be gagged in terms of talking about convictions. But they're not going to try him on a second case. They're going to let him pass on that. They're going to appeal that. As Leo Zagami was saying, he hasn't been defrocked yet, even though he was convicted back in December. The Pope knows that. He hasn't been defrocked. Theodore McCarrick, who is the highest ranking cardinal in the U.S., also the biggest fundraiser in the U.S., was defrocked without having a criminal conviction, just based on the allegations. But they haven't done that to this guy, Cardinal Pell. He's much better connected, as Leo pointed out. He's got not only money connections, as McCarrick did, but he's also got connections with governments, with politicians, with Opus Dei, It just goes on and on, just like with Dennis Hastert here in this country. These people are selected for these positions because they want somebody who is blackmailable. And what is Pope Francis doing with all this stuff? What is he doing? Well, you know, as all this stuff was happening and months after the conviction of Cardinal Pell, months after this, Pope Francis is out there decrying convulsive consumerism. It's destroying the planet. Well, we got to worry about the environment. We got to have seminars on artificial intelligence. We've got to do, and he says this, indigenous people are living cry in favor of hope. Yeah, there we go. We have a common home. So it's, open borders, climate, all just go right down the list of all the globalist agenda that he's pushing out there. Governments at the highest level, all on the same page, whether it's about open borders or climate change or giving a pass to pedophiles. And yet he talks about convulsive consumerism. That's why it was such a spot-on satire of him that I read at the top of the hour from The Onion. Pope Francis offers molested kids 10% off of the Vatican City gift shop. Browse the wide selection of devotional statuettes and decorative crucifixes available in our store, or go online and enter the code MOLESTED to get a discount as well as free shipping. Orders over 100. Pope Francis added that any clergy abuse victims who visited the Vatican in person could also enjoy a complimentary framed photo of either him or Pope Benedict. Just make sure you don't pose with him or with Cardinal Pell. That could have some major complicating issues. But yesterday, One issue that the Catholic Church used to take the lead on no longer seems to be involved in whatsoever. They're more concerned about open borders and about the environment and about social justice and economic redistribution and so forth. They're not so concerned about abortion anymore in the Catholic Church. We had a vote yesterday in the Senate, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. And you had, it's kind of interesting the way this thing shakes down. It failed, even though 53 senators voted for it and 44 voted against it. Now, why would that be the case? Well, because you've got Mitch McConnell and the Republicans, as I've said, they don't want to do anything. The establishment Republicans, as represented by Mitch McConnell, want to keep the abortion issue alive. It is one of the wedge issues that they want to have every single election. And they're not going to end it. And they're not even going to do something like protect a baby that was born alive, that they try to abort, and the baby's alive anyway. And no, you can go ahead and finish the killing. Even though it's separated from the mother's health is not a concern anymore. No, go ahead and kill that baby. Now, Mitch McConnell wanted to do this not because he wanted to save babies, but that reprehensible scumbag allowed this to go and say, well, you know, we don't have a 60-vote majority, so we can't do anything about it. He invokes the nuclear option, as they call it, whenever he has something that he thinks is serious. He doesn't think this is serious. This is just play. This is just pretend. This is just for the consumption of his base, really. You had three Democrats join some of the Republicans. You had Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, Doug Jones of Alabama, Joe Manchin of West Virginia voted with Republicans. Some Republicans defected. You had Susan Collins of Maine voted in favor of the legislation, while Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska did not vote. So Susan Collins, who is a pro-choice Republican, would not go to the extent saying we're going to kill a baby, as I understand it. Lisa Murkowski took a powder. Also taking a powder from Republicans were Kevin Cramer of North Dakota and Tim Scott of South Carolina. This, however, was not a vote, as I said, shamefully. I was just talking about this with a caller yesterday. You know, if you look at the Constitution, it's just a majority of the people who are there. Take a look at the Federal Reserve. That got through, even though you didn't even, you didn't have 51 people voting there. They weren't all there. Just a majority of who's there. And yet, if they want to just do something to, have a head count, or to say that we did something, so vote for us again next time, even though they're not going to do it, they don't want that issue to go away. That's what's so reprehensible about Mitch McConnell in doing this. He could have invoked the nuclear option, just as he could have on many other issues that he really didn't want to see pass. He pretends that he's going to do something about it and then scuttles it on a technicality, which isn't required by the Constitution, and which he frequently just shuts down anyway. Now, why are they doing this? It's kind of interesting that a Maris poll that just came out yesterday, again, as they're holding this vote, a poll came out that shows that there has been a dramatic shift in the way that the American public views abortion in just the last month. In January, the people who call themselves pro-choice rather than pro-life, the people who support abortion, it was 55% pro-abortion, 38% against abortion, pro-life. That was in January. They just did that poll again. And they found it tied at 47-47. Big switch in just 1 month. That means that the pro-abortion people have lost 6 percentage points. The pro-life people have gained 9 in just 1 month. What has happened in that month? Well, we saw Ralph Northam. In spite of the efforts by the Democrats to cover up what he had to say with the blackface scandal, which, again, they didn't do anything about it. Think about that. Think about the fact that the Democrats don't have a problem with the governor of Virginia dressing up as Coon Man, taking a picture with a Klansman And then also the attorney general there admitting, well, I did that kind of stuff too. They don't have a problem with that. They don't have a problem with the lieutenant governor there having multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. No problem with any of that. But the American public does have a problem with a guy who supposedly is a doctor. And I say supposedly, I mean, he's got the technical information, but he's had absolutely no ethical training. Not just about not dressing up, as a black man with a Ku Klux Klan, but the bigger issue, bigger than that. Because as I pointed out before, more black children by a large amount are aborted. That's why Margaret Sanger and Prescott Bush, were creating Planned Parenthood from the very beginning. It was to come after the black community. And they're going to say, well, you know, if this kid survives the abortion, we're going to stick him over here on the table. And then have a discussion as to whether or not we want to kill him or her. Or her. Yeah, they're all about women's health. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's the best seller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products. Whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands. I'm in your hands. And your support is beyond critical. Thank you. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health.
Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk a little bit more about abortion and some of the movies that are coming out that Hollywood is furious about. They may love Wakanda, but they sure don't want the truth being told about their abortion clinics. They don't want the truth being told about Roe v. Wade either. There's a couple of movies that are coming out. One of them, Unplanned. The other one is about Roe v. Wade. I'm going to tell you a little bit about those. Unplanned is about to come out. They gave it an R rating. And as WND pointed out, think about the fact that a 16-year-old girl could not go to see this movie, the story of a former Planned Parenthood clinic director, Abby Johnson. I've interviewed Abby. She's come in the studio here multiple times to be interviewed. She had been involved in a lot of abortions until she saw an ultrasound and had an awakening. And so this is her story. And you're not going to be allowed to see that. They gave it an R rating. Worse than a slasher film. And of course it is about slashing. It's about the DNC procedure. Very appropriate that we call it DNC. Yeah. It stands for dilate and, curtage, I think, or cuttage or something like that, where they basically just rip the baby out bit by bit, piece by piece, and sometimes harm the mother as well. But I think it's appropriate to call it the DNC because it really is something that is worshipped by the Democrat National Committee, named in their honor, presumably. I don't know. It is ironic, isn't it, that it is called the DNC procedure. But just think about the fact, as WND points out, that a 16-year-old girl could not go see this movie without her parents' permission, but she could go and get the an actual abortion without her parents' permission. In many states, and that's what the Democrats want. That's what they're pushing everywhere. The DNC is pushing everywhere. Before we get into that, and before we get into some other Hollywood hypocrisy, I just want to tell you about some of the specials that we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, they're focused on us, and you can understand why when you see CNN, the network that was so fixated on trying to deplatform InfoWars off of social media. They had a dedicated quote-unquote reporter, and I put that in air quotes. I mean, seriously, if you're not blowing the whistle on government abuses, if your whole thing is to shut down people who are, how do you call yourself a reporter? Your whole mission is to shut down the free press, to shut down free speech. And that's what Oliver Darcy is about. And these guys at CNN having a town hall rally, you know, talk about all the free publicity for Bernie Sanders last night, a rah-rah rally. I mean, major political contribution, but it's nothing compared to what's being done by social media on behalf of the socialists. As I said before, we've got a war on socialism that needs to be fought here in the United States. We don't need to go down to Venezuela and turn Maduro and these authoritarian thieves, these kleptocrats, we don't need to turn them into martyrs. We don't need to give them an alibi for what they've done to that country. People in Venezuela are perfectly capable of doing what needs to be done down there. Even though they had their guns confiscated, they enacted gun confiscation. That's what socialists always do, right? It's what Bernie wants to do. We take everything from you, including your ability to defend yourself from us, and then we come in with the mandates. Then we centrally plan the economy. We collapse it. And, that's what they want to do here. So if you want to keep an alternative out there, if you want to keep InfoWars there, you can support us at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got some great specials to support you. and to support your health. We've got Alpha Power now at 50% off. BodEase, our turmeric formula. It's pure turmeric, and it's got other powerful ingredients to help support your whole body health. We call it BodEase because it eases inflammation. That's what turmeric is very effective at in concert with other natural ingredients that are there. So it helps you with joint mobility, helps you with flexibility support, easing that inflammation that can cause stiffness and pain. BodEase now 50% off. And finally, we have the InfoWars Life Protein Bars still at 40% off for two boxes or more. You can get it in vanilla coconut or chocolate peanut butter. It's got 15 grams of natural protein. It's packed with fiber, and it's only 240 calories. Great tasting. Get two boxes, save 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, before I get back into the abortion thing, while we're talking about Hollywood and movies, you know, we had a lot of outcry last week on social media about John Wayne. I talked about that. I talked about how, you know, he's not right about everything. He had some comments that were a bit dodgy, to say the least, in Playboy back in 1971. And so everything that he does now is now, you know, that is going to be used to destroy everything that he stands for. Much of it good. There's nobody perfect, especially the icons of the left. But of course, we never hear anything about that. We never hear anything about the satanic worship of the left or their, you know, their, the way these people have used women, abused others, how they have been part of the Ku Klux Klan. Like I said, you know, Spike Lee really wants to do something. Instead of accusing President Trump of racism, maybe he should have talked a little bit about Ralph Northam. You know, he's got a movie, Black Klansman, where you got a black guy trying to pretend that he's, you know, do an infiltration of the Ku Klux Klan. That'd be a perfect end for him to talk about the hypocrisy of Ralph Northam. But he doesn't do that. He doesn't talk about the racism of Ralph Northam. No, he talks about President Trump's supposed racism. As President Trump pointed out, he's done more than Obama or any other president has for black people in terms of jobs, in terms of prison reform and other things like that. What has Ralph Northam done other than dress up like Coon Man? As I said, if he really wants to do a, you know, he could take that material right there from the Democrats and he could do Democrat Klansmen. But it's already been done in real life. You'd have to do a documentary. I guess that wouldn't be that, you know, according to his liking. You know, he, the other one was supposed to be based on a true story, but he played pretty loose with facts. So, you know, he could go back and he could do Democrat Klansmen. He'd have a choice. He could do a whole series of them. You know, he could have Democrat Klansmen 1. That could be about Robert Byrd. Then he could do Democrat Klansmen 2. That could be about Morris Deese, the founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, who basically set out the civil rights movement, except when he was defending the Klansmen who beat civil rights protesters and burned their bus. You know, and then he could follow up with Ralph Northam, but he don't want to go there. No, no. It's a political thing. Yeah, it's not about racism at all. It's just about virtue signaling. And that's really what's going on with John Wayne. Let me prove it to you when we come back, because I've only got about 44 seconds here. They want to change the name of John Wayne Airport, which is in Southern California. I think it's there in Orange County. It's a very small airport. And they want to change it. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what they take exception to with John Wayne. And then I'll tell you about another airport that they aren't worried about, where a guy said a black man should be killed if he's messing with a white woman. They named an airport after the guy who said that. And they're not worried about that. They're worried about John Wayne. It's because of what he stands for, not what he said. And it's also about the identity politics. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home.
TurboForce is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com.
Show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the True Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer and developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, former federal prosecutor, Joe DiGenova, went on the Laura Ingraham show yesterday and said, you want to look at the fact that the media and the Democrats and everyone has basically given a pass to Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring for their blackface shenanigans, given a pass, even more incredibly, in my opinion, to Northam for saying, yeah, we take the baby that survived the attempted abortion, stick it over here, or if it's got a health issue, we stick it over here on the table, we talk to the parents, decide if we're going to kill it or not. And I think that that blackface is trying to cover that up to everybody. It's been a dramatic shift in the American public's opinion about abortion after they've come out supporting killing babies full term across the board. State after state, Democrats have. And after birth, killing babies. How far do we extend this? I mean, if we're going to kill them, 3 minutes after birth, can we kill them 3 years after birth? Yeah. That's exactly where this is going. But his point was, he said, there's two standards of justice, one for Democrats, one for Republicans. The press is all Democrats, all liberal, it's all progressive, it's all left. They hate Republicans. They hate Trump. So the suggestion that there's ever going to be a civil discourse in this country is, in the foreseeable future, is over. It's not going to be. It's going to be total war. And as I say to my friends, I do two things. I vote and I buy guns. Well, yes, hope that we can continue to buy guns. Because if we don't vote and get active in this, we're going to have Democrats who make sure that we don't. Venezuelans say they regret giving up their guns. Enacted major gun control legislation in 2012, not that long ago. Chavez pushed through his legislation. It was called the Control of Arms, Munitions, and Disarmament. It was supported by the public at the time. It took from Venezuelan citizens every firearm, every round of ammunition that they owned. And now, interestingly enough, as we pointed out, as the people were starving in the streets, you had the police being hunted down and attacked and their guns stolen so that Venezuelans could go out and rob people to get food, or they could hunt and kill their own food. A lot of people are being killed by that when the government has all the guns. We take a look at what's going on in banking. As PJ Media points out, it's time for action. Chase Bank denies service to conservatives. Multiple reports about this. And they said, you know, do you really realize, as Genova was saying, we're approaching a civil war. I think the time frame for that civil war is 2030. We're going to be well into it by then, I think. It's going to be on us much sooner than that. They expect it to be finished at that point in time, or, you know, they're going to have their new society at that point in time. So we will either complacently go along with them, or there will be a civil war. But one way or the other, they want to have this done by 2030. As PJ Media points out, the schools our children are taught in are almost universally run by liberals who hate everything that we stand for. But we still don't demand that we pull funding from them, do we? No. As a matter of fact, you know, it was conservatives who set up schools because we were going to impose our values on people, right? And then it turned out to go the other way around. I don't support government schools. That is a plank. Compulsory education, funded by taxation, was a plank from the socialists. But now we've got Democrats as well as Republicans who think that that is as American as apple pie. They look at that as something that they will die for before they will die for any of the protections of our God-given rights and the Bill of Rights. That is more a fundamental flank, that compulsory education funded by taxes. That is something that is more important to them than anything in the Bill of Rights. And I frankly, after Mark Hall's documentary about Killing Ed and seeing the abuse of money being used by charter schools. Again, what is the problem? Well, it's the crony capitalism that involves, the corruption that involves. The worst case example of it is Fethullah Gulen's network of schools in this country getting $750 million every year in subsidy for that. See, I don't like that. I don't like Marxists teaching my kids. I don't like atheists teaching my kids. I don't like the transgender agenda being pushed on kids in kindergarten. I don't like an Islamic cleric trying to push his agenda on people. And that's exactly what's happening in one of the biggest charter school conglomerates in this country. But I don't like the Marxism that comes from the teachers' unions either. I don't like the abuse of the kids in the schools either. I see the solution as being homeschooling, and I don't want any subsidy from the government for that, because if they subsidize that in any way, shape, or form, then they're going to try to control it. They're going to think they're entitled to control it. But PJ Media goes on. They say Hollywood's become vocally over-the-top hostile to Christians and to conservatives, but we got to see their movies anyway. We still buy their papers, and we still watch the cable news. We still let the social media companies have monopolistic control. They get to decide who gets to be heard and who doesn't. They've now asserted control over the internet. And so what do we do, as they ask? You know, when we got credit card companies targeting people for their political views, banks are targeting people for their political views, what do? We're told when the social media companies exercise their monopolistic control over the Internet, we're told, shut up. It's private property. We hear a lot of conservatives and libertarians, like the people at Reason Magazine, shut up. It's private property. I don't like it, but they can do whatever they want. Remember Lenin said, the capitalists will sell the rope that is used to hang them. We got a lot of people who are libertarian and conservative commentators who are selling the idea, the rope that is going to be used to hang us all. Selling the idea that these big corporations who were given venture capital funding from the military industrial complex and the police state industrial complex from the surveillance state, they were given funding to provide their services for free for a long time. Come on in. Yeah. Come on into the ghetto. We'll shut the gate behind you and then we'll turn on the gas. And that's just okay. That's fine. Cause you know, hey, it's operated by a private corporation. I guess it'd be fine with the gas chambers if they're operated by, you know, IG Farben is a private company, right? No problem with that. So you got Laura Loomer suspended by Chase Bank. You got, the black leader of the Proud Boys branded as a white supremacist group, but they got a black leader. Suspended by Chase. So was Martina Marcota, Joe Biggs. They suspended him. He kicked back pretty hard. They eventually gave him his account back. But as they point out, what are we supposed to do? We keep hearing from Reason and these other people. Well, you know, go out and build your own social media network. You don't like it? Are we supposed to build our own banks? Yeah. It's about as easy to start your own bank as it is to start your own social media network if you don't have venture capital funding from the CIA and NSA and from DARPA, you know. Banking, as they point out, is one of the most heavily regulated industries in America, not just because bankers can steal your money. The idea that citizens could be cut off from using a bank because of your political views is a very dangerous one, isn't it? I think it is. I think that's a very stupid idea. It's a very dangerous idea. If I don't think that it's okay for banks to steal my money, and we have government set up to make sure that they don't steal my money or steal my house, and I know that they've been able to subvert that as well. The banking crisis was about. I know they've been able to get around that. But if we say that they can't steal your money or your house, presumably, then why should they be able to steal something that is even more precious than that? Your God-given rights, your free speech. Don't we create governments to protect those individual liberties? Isn't that what America is about? If we can't use the government to protect free speech because the corporations are too big or too independent of government, then that is a sorry state of fascism indeed, isn't it? All right, when we come back, we'll get back to this situation with John Wayne.
Really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This article from the BBC. Are we on the road to civilization collapse? Oh, yeah, they say we are. Great civilizations aren't murdered. They take their own lives. They fall from within, they point out. They, of course, talk about the famous case that everybody talked. They talk about a lot of different civilizations, but, of course, they go back to Rome, fall of the Roman Empire. And they blame it, the BBC. Listen to this. They blame it on... Rome was the victim of many ills, including overexpansion, climatic change, environmental degradation, and poor leadership. Poor leadership. Seriously? I mean, that's, have they never read The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire? It was a British guy that did that. I guess they don't teach that anymore in British schools. Certainly the BBC's never read it. Overexpansion? It was overextension of an empire. Empires always fall from that type of thing, but I don't know. Maybe they built too many roads. You know, these people don't like you building roads. They see that as urban sprawl. So maybe it was Roman sprawl that brought them down. Climate change? Are you kidding me? Too many farting horses brought down the Roman Empire. Environmental degradation. Yeah, exactly. And poor leadership. Poor leadership. Not corrupt leadership. Not the corruption and the insanity and the decadence of people like Nero or Caligula. No. If we talked about that, that would look too much like current-day Western civilization, wouldn't it? And they say, well, it was brought to its knees by the Vandals in 455 and so forth. You know, the barbarians who are at the gates. And here's the issue, folks. As I point out, it fell from the inside. It was, nobody really pushed back against the barbarians. Barbarians, by the way, that was really the Greeks who kind of named that. That's really the term for foreigners. They would say, yeah, these foreigners, everything that they say, it sounds like bar, 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 bar. So they called them barbarians. just making fun of them because of the way they spoke. Now, how politically incorrect is that? Nevertheless, the barbarians, the foreigners, if you will, didn't want to have anything to do with Roman civilization. They wanted to tear it down. And, you know, when they came across the walls and the fortifications and so forth, nobody in Rome wanted to stop them. Why? Because they hated their own culture by that time. They hated it because of the decadence and the corruption, not because of climate change. Sorry, BBC. And so it was very easy for these foreigners, these barbarians, these Vandals, they were the original Vandals, to tear the place down, which is what the Vandals in the 21st century are doing right now. They call themselves Antifa. They're not anti-fascist. They're anti-First Amendment. And we got Vandals now who are tearing down our civilization. Their whole purpose is to make us hate our civilization so much that we won't defend it. There's your analogy. That's the one that the BBC won't tell you. And so how do they do that? Well, they go back to things like every cultural icon. One day it's Christopher Columbus. The next day it's John Wayne. And so they attack John Wayne. They want to remove his name now from the airport. I guess there's no statues to John Wayne to tear down, so they want to remove his name from an airport. And he died 40 years ago. He had an interview in 1971. With Playboy magazine. They named an airport after him in Orange County where he lived for most of his adult life. And so they want to get rid of that. About 8 years before he died, he did an interview with Playboy. And he said that he used the unfortunate term white supremacy. He said, well, I believe in white supremacy until at least irresponsible black people become more educated. And so they want to tear down the airport because that one quote from him. They can tear it down. They should take Alexander Hamilton's play, Hamilton, that they love so much, that the left loves so much. If they were go back and to look at the things that Alexander Hamilton said and the things that he did, the fact that he owned slaves and so forth, they should take that off of Broadway. Oh, but they won't, because they have now come up with a phony version of Alexander Hamilton, which they've basically whitewashed, if you will. But what about this guy? As New American points out, there is an airport named after a man who said this: a black man should be killed if he's messing with a white woman. Now, that was said not in 1971, but in 1975. It wasn't said by John Wayne. It was said by Muhammad Ali. And there's an airport named after Muhammad Ali, but that's okay. We got different rules for different people. Now, going back to what John Wayne had to say, comparing it to what Muhammad Ali had to say, John Wayne said, I believe in white supremacy until the blacks are educated to the point of responsibility. I don't believe in giving authority and positions of leadership and judgment to irresponsible people. Okay? Now, whether or not he used the term white supremacy in the sense that it is used by the Ku Klux Klan, I don't know. But what he was saying, I don't think so, because what he was saying, as they point out in the New American article, is they appear to be opposed to that being a permanent condition. He says, until you have black leaders who act responsibly. He said, they're trying to get set asides to get into college when they haven't passed the test and they don't have the requisite background. That's something Walter Williams has said. He said he doesn't like set asides based on race because it degrades the hard work that he did to get a degree. He said it makes people think that I got in because of some kind of a racial quota. I didn't. I earned that degree. And so he said it degrades what I do as a black man to get that degree. That's essentially what John Wayne was saying, I think. But still, he was saying he didn't see that as a permanent condition. If he was pushing white supremacy as pushed by the Ku Klux Klan, he would not put the until in there. But this is what Muhammad Ali had to say in a Playboy interview. You know, you get these Playboy interviews, they would talk at length about a lot of different things. Muhammad Ali in 1975 said a black man should be killed if he's messing with a white woman. And white men have always done that. Raping, patting, mischief, abusing, showing our women disrespect A man should die for that, and not just white men, black men too. We will kill you. And the brothers who don't kill you will get their behinds whipped and probably get themselves killed if they let it happen and don't do nothing about it. Tell it to the president. He ain't going to do nothing about it. Tell it to the FBI. We'll kill anybody who tries to mess around with our women. Ain't nobody going to bother them. And so then Playboy follows up and says, well, what if a Muslim woman wants to go out with a non-Muslim black or with white men for that matter? Muhammad Ali says, then she dies. Kill her too. Ooh, okay. But it's okay to have an airport named after Muhammad Ali. He was far more explicit about that. There's no wiggle room in that at all. But one comment, it wasn't the only time that he said something like that either. That's the point that they make in this article. Who made the more outrageous statement? You know, Ali had a history of things like this. While the airport in Louisville, that's a great comment. They probably won't honor him to the extent of having different facilities for white people and black people. He did call for that. That is a doctrine of the Nation of Islam, which preaches separation. And that was what Muhammad Ali embraced, the Nation of Islam. And so if they really wanted to be true to his vision of America, they would have separate facilities for white people and black people at the Louisville airport that's named after Muhammad Ali. John Wayne wasn't proposing anything nearly that radical. But identity politics is all about who you are, not what you've done. Not even what you've said, is it? And it's all about making us hate everything in our culture. Telling us that this culture, this country is so hateful that it can't be saved. It's not worth saving. Tear it down. Bring in the vandals. Let them come across the border and let them tear down everything, whether it is a physical statue or whether it is the statutes in our Constitution. Tear it all down. None of it's worth saving. Yeah, the Constitution, some of those people who wrote it, most of them who wrote it, they had slaves, including Alexander Hamilton. So just tear down everything that they did. Collapse the civilization. You got Elizabeth Warren out there, along with Kamala Harris, you know, yeah. And also Castro, who has said, Julian Castro said, I will embrace reparations. They're all embracing reparations. Elizabeth Warren is talking about Native American reparations. I wonder how much she'll get in her check. You know, we cut a check to all the Native Americans. What will the 1/10/24th of that be, or the 1/20/20th of that be? And what about Kamala Harris? You know, as Rob Dew pointed out over the weekend, he said that she is, her ancestors were slave owners. Her father, who said that he doesn't want to have to do anything to do with all the nonsense that she's putting out there about Jamaica and marijuana and everything, he said that that's just ridiculous identity politics. Well, he also admitted that her great-grandmother was the daughter of a Jamaican slave plantation owner. How about that? You know, she's not a natural-born American either.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, weak emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by my Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.